The following presentation is brought to you by www.talkingmp3players.com, the home of the affordable talking MP3 players.
We're going to go over how to create playlists on the player. So let's go ahead and turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And let's arrow down to files.
Files.
And click the Enter key to go in there.
Audiobooks.
And go down to the folder where you have your songs. So I have this set up in My Music, so let's go down to My Music.
Manuals. My Music.
And click the Enter key to go in there.
Rigid Codeless.
First, I'm going to show you how to do individual song playlists. So let's go into Bridget's folder.
Bridget Codeless's Biography.
And let's add a song from Bridget's folder here.
Where we choose to go.
And I'm going to choose that one. So when you've navigated to a song you want, hold down the Enter key until the menu comes up.
Current Playlist.
And we landed on Current Playlist, which is where we need to be. So click the Enter key to go into there.
Insert.
And you have Insert as your only choice. So click the Enter key to add that song. And it started to play. Now, to choose another song, we need to get back to the file browser. So click the Enter key.
Where we choose to go.
And it tells you what song is playing with the added effect that it puts you into the file browser. So at this point, you can use the left arrow to back out of Bridget's folder.
Bridget Codeless.
And let's arrow down to Garfin.
Garfin.
And click the Enter key to go in there.
01 IV, Even Waiting, Garfin from Family Affair.
And I'm going to choose the second song in here.
02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
And hold down the Enter key until the menu comes up.
Current Playlist.
And again, this is where we want to be, so click the Enter key.
Insert.
And click Enter on Insert.
Loading. 02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
Alright, so we're just going to do two songs in this demonstration. So once you've added all the individual songs, as I've showed you how to do, you click the back button.
Files.
Till you get back to the main menu. And then you click it one more time to get into play mode. So now you can pause and continue playing. So we're going to pause for the rest of this instruction. Now, when you want to save your playlist, you click the Enter key.
Playlist.
So you click the Enter key to go into there.
View current playlist.
And let's arrow down to
Search in playlist. Save current playlist.
That one. Save current playlist. So you click the Enter key.
/playlist/dynamic.m3u8.
And that's what it's going to name the playlist. So to save it, just hold down the Enter key until the menu speaks again. So I'm going to hold the Enter key down.
2. Tracks saved.
And it's saved. Alright, so now let's unpause it. And let's stop playback and turn the player off.
Shutting down.
Okay, now let's turn the player on so we can go and find our playlist.
Recent bookmarks.
Let's go down to Files.
Files.
And click the Enter key to go into there.
Audiobooks.
And we want to arrow down to the folder named Playlists.
Manuals, My Music, Playlists.
And there it is, so we click the Enter key.
dynamic.m3u8.
And there's our playlist. Now, you can rename this playlist when you connect a player to the computer. Just go into the playlist folder and rename it whatever you want, as long as you keep the file name extension of m3u8. And it'll work. So, let's hear what our playlist sounds like. That's the first song we chose. And if we hit the right arrow, we have the second song we chose. Alright, I'm going to stop playback.
Create a bookmark.
And you can actually create a bookmark. Let's say you've created a playlist with hundreds of songs. So let's go ahead and create the bookmark.
Bookmark created. 02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
And let's back out to the main menu.
Garfin. My music. Files.
And let's go up to Recent Bookmarks.
Recent Bookmarks.
And click the Enter key to go in there.
Bookmark 1 Playlist DYNAMIC dot M3U8 Index 2 Time 14 Seconds File 02 minus DEBORAH minus GARFANFROMFAMILYAFFAIR dot MP3.
And that's the playlist. You don't have to wait for it to say all that or spell it out or anything. You can just click the Enter key, but I wanted to show you that it was the playlist file we just created. So just click the Enter key on it, and it'll pick up where you left off playing on the playlist. So at this point, let's go ahead and stop playback.
Create a bookmark.
And I don't want to create a bookmark, so I click any other key but the Enter key.
02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
And that's basically how you create a playlist out of individual songs from different folders in your music collection. Now I'm going to show you how to create a playlist out of folders. So let's click the power button to turn the player on.
Recent bookmarks.
And let's arrow down the files.
Files.
Click the Enter key to go in there.
Audiobooks.
And let's go down to My Music.
Manuals. My Music.
Now you can do the whole entire My Music folder. So if you were to hold down the Enter key here.
Current playlist.
You get the current playlist. So click the Enter key.
Insert.
And here you have two choices. You have Insert, which will play everything in straight order. And if you arrow down, you see the other choice.
Insert Shuffled.
Which is Insert Shuffled. So if you ever wanted to shuffle your entire music collection, you could just do this. And it would create a playlist with all the songs under the My Music folder in shuffled order. So you could definitely do that. Let's left arrow because I'm not going to demonstrate that. I'm going to show you how to choose individual folders.
My Music.
Alright, so when you're at My Music, click the Enter key to go in there.
Bridget Codeless.
And we have Bridget's folder, so hold down the Enter key.
Current Playlist.
And it comes up with Current Playlist. So click the Enter key to go in there.
Insert. Insert Shuffled.
You have the two choices, Insert and Insert Shuffled. So let's do Insert Shuffled. So we click the Enter key. Alright, so now to move to the next folder that you want to add, click the Enter key.
Where we choose to go.
And it drops you in the file browser and tells you the name of the file that's playing. So let's left arrow.
Bridget Codeless.
And then let's arrow down to the next folder that we want. And I only have two folders in here, so we'll go down to
Garfin.
And we want to add Garfin, so we hold down the Enter key.
Current Playlist.
And it says Current Playlist, we click the Enter key.
Insert.
And we arrow down to
Insert Next. Insert Last. Insert Shuffled.
Insert Shuffled. As you can see, there are more options you can choose here. I haven't gone into any of these because I myself don't use playlists, but you can experiment and see what you come out with. There's quite a few. Well, let's see what's there.
Insert Last Shuffled. Q. Q Next. Q Last. Q Shuffled. Q Last Shuffled. Play Next. Insert. Insert Next. Insert Last. Insert Shuffled.
We'll do Insert Shuffled. So click the Enter key.
Garfin. My Music.
And then when you want to save your playlist, just click the back button till you get back to the main menu.
Files.
And then click it one more time to get into play mode. So now you're in play mode, which we can experiment by pausing and unpausing. Yes, we are in play mode, so let's pause it for the next step. When you want to save your playlist, hold down the Enter key.
Playlist.
And you get to Playlist. And you click the Enter key.
View Current Playlist. Search in Playlist. Save Current Playlist.
Save Current Playlist. So click the Enter key.
/ /playlist.
And again, it tells you the name or spells it out that it's going to save it as. So at this point, just hold down the Enter key until the player speaks again.
6. Track saved.
And you let go of the select button, or the enter key. So now let's unpause it. And let's see how many songs it put into the playlist. I'm just moving through the playlist using the right arrow. And that's it, all the songs that were in those two folders. So let's pause it, and let's stop playback by clicking the power button.
01 IVE, been waiting. Garfin from Family Affair.
And now, let's turn the player off and turn it back on.
Garfin. Shutting down. Recent bookmarks.
And let's go down to Files.
Files.
Click the Enter key to go in there.
Audiobooks.
And let's go down to Playlist.
Manuals. My Music. Playlists.
And click the Enter key to go in there.
DYNAMIC.M3U8.
And there's your playlist, so click the Enter key to start it. And let's say you've been listening to your playlist where you have hundreds of files in your playlist. And let's say you're at your Garfin's song here. So you click the power button.
Create a bookmark.
And we create a bookmark by clicking the Enter key.
Bookmark created. 02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
So let's say you have a playlist with hundreds of files, and you want to pick up listening to it where you last left off, so you create that bookmark, and then you go out to the main menu.
Garfin. My Music. Files.
Next time you turn it on, it's going to say
Recent Bookmarks.
So you click the Enter key to go in there.
Bookmark 1, playlist DYNAMIC.
And there's your bookmark for the playlist. So click the Enter key. And it picks up where you last left off. Alright, let's stop playback.
Create a bookmark.
And I'm not going to create a bookmark this time.
02 Deborah, Garfin from Family Affair.
That's basically it. That's all there is to playlists that I know of. I myself am not a playlist user, so if you want to investigate more into the playlists, feel free. You can't break anything doing playlists, so go ahead and do some experimenting, and if you find out something exciting or interesting, go ahead and let me know.
To find out more about our products and services, visit www.talkingmp3players.com. And don't forget to visit the specials page to see our latest weekly sale.